Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we continue with the meditation of John 6, after Jesus fed the crowds and walked across the sea. The people returned to Capernaum, found Jesus and asked him when he had arrived there. And Jesus sidestepped the question and unexpectedly said something that cut to the heart, like an X-ray of their souls. "You are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate all the food you wanted." And then he added, "You need to work for the food that endures for eternal life." Let's pause in this unexpected response of Jesus. It was one of those responses that were so unique to him, as it combined traits that we don't usually find together. He genuinely cared for others. He had just spent a whole day teaching them and even provided food for all of them. But then he would blend that great thoughtfulness with stern words, and words that were on target. He didn't speak as someone who was just suspicious of their motives, but as someone who knew, someone who could see their hearts. He pointed out to them that they were seeking him because of those secondary blessings that resulted from being a disciple, and not for love of God. Of course, the crowd wasn't quite aware that they were seeking him for that reason, because they had eaten all the food they wanted. They hadn't quite reflected on it. They just followed their instinctive disposition, with hearts that hadn't yet been purified. It was good that they were seeking him, but that was still an imperfect seeking. If they wanted to persevere in that seeking, their hearts needed to be purified. And that purification would happen through faith, as the Lord said in the final response. Faith means that they needed to trust Jesus more than they trusted their own judgment. And it makes sense. If we are like that crowd, inclined as we are to judge in a selfish way, and to prefer our comfort and convenience, how can we come out of that mentality except by not trusting our own judgment so blindly, and placing our trust instead in God's view of things? So, what do you find intriguing and thought-provoking in Jesus' responses? What do those responses reveal about the mystery of the heart of Christ? In what ways do you think that Jesus would challenge you to seek higher things?